Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another edition. Is it an edition or an episode?
Sure.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
You don't know, you don't care.
I don't know, I don't care. I have my cup of tea and I'm ready to hear a little story.
We're not fucking historians. Hazel Hayes, Shane Todd. I just tried to change the name of the podcast and drop that
right,
on everyone.
Right before we started recording, I was like, do you think we should change the name of the podcast? I'm like, maybe, how about we do this episode and then we'll decide that.
I want to call it We're Not Flipping Historians. I'm going mainstream. I'm cleaning up my act.
I can't believe you've...
I know.
Sold out.
Speaking of selling out, I bought some mugs.
I thought you were going to talk about your Leicester Square show. I really thought that's where you were going.
The one that sold out and doing it again in April.
The one that sold out.
Yeah, thanks for coming to that, by the way. Met your partner who's my new best friend. Anyway, I think the airport has sold out of Irish themed mugs because I got me a new mug.
Yeah.
And then I went this morning to get Finn, producer of the show,
yeah,
a novelty mug, some sort of leprechaun shamrock type mug. Didn't have any.
That's shocking.
Plus, they've gone missing from here, from the studio. So I think...
Yeah, my Titanic mug's gone missing.
Yeah, I think Finn's selling them on. Maybe. I think he's on Etsy.
Maybe because like my lipstick's still on the rim. He's probably selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
Dirty bugger.
Is that doubling the value?
Nah. Why don't you tell them what you got Finn instead of a mug?
I got him a packet of Tato pickled onion crisps.
Yeah, because they didn't have any cheese and onion.
Did not have any cheese and onion.
Devastating.
But still nice crisps. And he refuses to eat them today. He says they're going to be really strong flavour.
I've got no chewing gum with me. That's what he said.
That's a traditional ancient Irish insult. Someone brings... If an Irishman offers crisps to an Englishman...
Tato crisps specifically. Yeah, you have to eat them.
You have to eat them.
In front of him, right
it
there.
It would be making up for a lot of stuff that you lot have done.
It really would. And then at the end, you have to rip the bag open and lick the bag.
Oh, God. Well, the episode goes well. We are talking about, on this episode, Cú Chulainn.
Woo!
Ireland's greatest hero, apparently. A warrior whose supernatural rages made him... go down in folklore as this angry big guy. I think he was just
like
a nightmare.
He does sound a bit stroppy.
They say that after breaking a magical taboo, he died in battle defending his and my home province of Ulster. So Cú Chulainn, right? His birth name was not Cú Chulainn. It was Santana, which makes me think of Santana, the famous Spanish guitar player, Carlos Santana.
Oh my God, they have that
Maria.
One song.
Well, no, he has so many more.
No, but that one
so
famous
many
one
more.
Was great though.
This is like whenever I disrespected poets, you're disrespecting the work of Carlos Santana.
Yes, apologies to all poets everywhere once again for Shane's comments on the last episode.
Yeah, because Maria had featured Wyclef Jean. What poets are running up? If more poets featured the work of Wyclef Jean from the Fugees, poetry would be better. Poetry is shit.
Oh yeah. My God, stop. Do you know, I got a bloody comment from Imelda May herself. Poor old Imelda. She's very upset with you, Shane. I said, Imelda, if he could name any good poets, I'm sure you'd be on the list.
I hope she doesn't beat me with a stick for saying that poetry is wick.
Oh, God. We're trying to get her on the show. Could you just please be nice to her?
Yeah, I like her music, if that helps.
Great.
His birth name, Satanta, was linked to a Celtic tribe who knocked about the west coast of Celtic Britain. But his name, Cú Chulainn, translates as Colin's Hound and is explained in a tale where Cú Chulainn, when he was a boy, stood in for a guard dog. But he covered the shift of a guard dog, but I'm going to get to that down the line. The stories of his birth are told in a flashback sequence in... Now, this is how it's spelt in Irish.
Oh, God.
Tain Bo Cúlainn. It's not that. just to let you know, it's not going to be anything like that.
We did this before. It's Tambor Colnia. It was the cattle raid.
No, I think he used to play for Barcelona. As a small child, Satanta, as he was known then, was living in his parents' house, and he wants to join. I don't know why I find this funny. He wants to join the boy troop at Emin Macha, right? Who are like a gang of like warrior kids, basically.
Nice.
And he's saying, I want to go get involved. But his mum and dad are like, hey, you're six. Just relax. Go play hide and seek. Go play chases. Do all that sort of thing. But he just wants to get involved. Yeah. But he there's no talking to him. And when he gets there, he runs onto a playing field without asking what the lay of the land is.
Can't be doing that.
It's like going up to a snooker table in prison and just grabbing the cue and chalking it up.
No.
You can't. There's pounds down on the table. He's unaware of the customs and how it works.
How many snooker tables do you think they have in prison?
Probably two to a prison.
Two per prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a table tennis table. And a gym. Prisons are sweet. No, the
if
downside.
If you're currently listening from prison, please write in and let us know.
The downside.
How many snooker tables you have?
Downside, it's prison.
Yeah.
Upside,
snooker tables.
Recreational games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And come out shredded. He gets beat up. He gets beat up by all these boys, but he throws a complete wobbler, complete rager, and just beats the shit out of all these other kids single-handedly.
Okay.
There's a guy called Concobar.
Yeah, we've done him.
Concobar was a king.
Yeah.
Right. He stops a fight. He's like a leader type teacher guy.
I'm imagining them as the gang in West Side Story now, just so you know. They've all got like leather jackets or the Jets or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, leave that kid alone. He's me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
He comes out. He says, listen, a bit of a misunderstanding here. Let's stop this. And then Satanta says to these boys, listen, tell me the way it works around here is I have to be under your protection. He says, listen, you're going to be under my protection.
Holy shit. He's six.
Yeah. And he's making big moves. So this guy, Cullen, the blacksmith, do you know what his profession was?
Blacksmith.
No, he's actually a DJ. No, he was a blacksmith. He invites Concobar for a feast at his house.
Lovely.
Concobar, he decides he's going to go and watch a hurling game that the boys or the boy gang are having beforehand. And he's so impressed by Satanta, right, who's absolutely lording it in this game. He says, listen, come and join us for a feast. Satanta says, listen, I've got a match to finish, but I'll join you later, which is ballsy to say.
That is ballsy. Yeah. It's a ballsy move. Sorry, is he still six or have we?
He could be. Hard to say.
Hard to say.
This is the equivalent of like me being invited to Buckingham Palace for supper with the Queen. I'm going, listen, I'm playing five-a-side. I'm playing five-a-side in Brixton here.
Yeah.
So Satanta's like, bro, I got to finish my game and then I'll come have some dinner. So Concobar gets into the gaff. Cullen's like, good man, thanks for coming for dinner. Anyone else joining us? And Concobar, the big doughhead, goes, nah man, all good, just me. Cullen lets his guard dog loose, roams around his house, protecting it. What happens when Satanta finishes his game and pitches up for some grub?
No.
The hound attacks him, but he, in self-defense, kills it. Some sources say he killed the dog by driving a hurling stone down its throat.
Fucking.
Now, he's six. He is a... Did someone say the naughty step?
Jesus, someone went to bed without supper, didn't they?
Someone called Super Nanny because he's at it again.
Imagine your kid rammed a stone down a fucking dog's mouth. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. I mean, we've had some people do some pretty bad things on this podcast, but that's up there.
Now, in fairness, it's Concobar's fault.
The dog was trying to kill him.
The dog was trying to kill him.
Okay.
Cullen is devastated by the loss of his hound.
Oh, no.
So Satanta promises, listen, I'll get it sorted. Don't worry. I'll rear you a dog to protect your house. And while that dog's growing up, I myself will guard your house.
Wow.
So he is almost
a small
like,
boy.
He's a small boy
what
guard dog.
What a comfort
dog.
To the king that must have been.
Don't worry, there's a six-year-old Roman.
Don't worry about your dead dog, mate. I'm a small child and I will guard your house.
So Satanta, as he's known then, is essentially a child boy guard dog.
Yep.
And there's a druid called Cathbad, which is a pretty cool name. And he says that from this time on, Satanta will be known as Cú Chulainn, which translates as Chulainn's hound.
I love that. I love that in the middle of our story sometimes there's just a druid. There, and like we don't, there's no long introduction, just And also there was a druid, and he said henceforth, and then that happened.
Druids always just pop in.
They just pop up.
Yeah.
Like the monks, they just pop up.
Yeah, always in their big robes with the big pointy, not Ku Klux Klan, but similar gear, I would say.
Could have gone with a wizard's hat there.
Yeah, hat. So in this place that I have decided is a combat training centre for kids, but may well not have been, Eamon Macca, Cú Chulainn overhears Cathbad teaching his pupils. So Cathbad's the one who's given him his name. And one day he asks them, what is today known for? And they don't know, but Cathbad says, any warrior who takes arms today will have everlasting fame. So Cú Chulainn's like a young influencer, one of the first influencers.
He just wants to be famous.
He's looking to put out some content, get some brand collabs
done.
Get a
couple brand deals in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So at this point, he's 7, right? So the kid's been through a lot in a year of life.
Yeah, where are his parents? What are they doing?
He left them long ago. Jeez. He threatened them with a hurling stone down his throat. He goes to Concobar and he says, listen, I need some arms. And I'm not talking with the ones that you have your hands at the end of. Ammo, guns, I need some gear. Concobar says, okay, we'll make you something. We'll get you, some, kids' weapons.
Yeah.
None of these can withstand Cú Chulainn's strength. So Concobar just has to give him his own weapons. The 7-year-old boy, his own weapons.
Surely the sword would have been as big as him.
No.
No.
He's just so strong. That's what we're trying to get across here. But when
When
Cathbad sees this, sees this 7-year-old boy with AK-47s and grenades.
A rocket launcher on his shoulder. Yeah.
It's olden times, it probably was just like a big stick.
A slightly bigger stick.
It's a super soaker. Cathbad's gutted because he hadn't finished his prophecy. So as soon as he says, listen, whoever takes up arms is going to be famous. Cú Chulainn's away. He's away to get weapons. But Cathbad hasn't finished his story.
Prophecies are always sneaky little fucks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Prophecies always lead to bad shit.
Small terms and conditions.
There's always the tiny fucking
fine
print.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you with prophecies.
A big tagline. But they don't go on. Soon afterwards, in a response to a similar prophecy, Cú Chulainn demands a chariot from Concobar. So he's gone back. Mm. He's heard another prophecy. He wants a chariot, but only the king's chariot withstands him. So he sets off on a bit of a mission. He kills 3 sons of Necton Sein. I don't know who the fuck they are. I don't know what they are. I don't know where they're from.
You wrote this down. You've come in here spouting names.
There's these guys knocking about called the Necton Sein.
Sure.
And they boasted they'd killed more Ulstermen than there were Ulstermen still living, which I personally take to heart. And, it's safe to say these guys are dead now. And if they weren't, I kill a few of them myself.
Yeah.
He returns to Eamon Macca in a battle frenzy. He's been away, he's done a bit of killing, and the Ulstermen themselves are afraid that eventually Cú Chulainn could just turn and slaughter them. He's getting known as an absolute head the ball. Concobar's wife, who's called Mugin.
The king's wife.
Yeah, the king's wife leads out the women of the area where this young kid training facility is. And you know what they do? When Cú Chulainn's coming back, they decide they want to show him a bit of respect and say, well done and a good job, and also we're a bit scared of you. So what do? They get their tits out.
Yay! You know what? There aren't enough tits on this show. That's if I had one complaint.
Not enough tits. There's 2 tits to present the show.
Ayo.
But this is the sort of thing you would see in like a high school American movie when a car drives past a bus.
Yeah.
And all the girls and the guy nearly crashes.
So he's coming back on his fancy chariot and their plan to welcome him home and make him feel special and also to reduce how terrified they are of him is to just whack their tits out.
Yeah, but listen to what happens. Cú Chulainn says, averts his eyes. And right, because he has a bit of respect. And this is what it says, right? I can't do this justice or make this funnier. Yeah. Here's just the absurdity of what happens next. Now, remember that this happened, right? This is all historical fact. Some people say it's myth.
It's not a myth. This actually happened.
He averted his eyes and the Ulster men then wrestled him into a barrel of cold water, which exploded from the heat of his body. They put him in a second barrel, which boiled, and a third, which warms to a pleasant temperature. I don't know why they did this, but they did it.
Why are they
Here's all the what history's telling us here. He got shown a load of tits, and then all the men from Ulster wrestled him into three different baths. I don't know why.
I don't know why they did that.
Exactly.
You've got no more on that. That's it. That's all we have.
I've got no more on that.
Brilliant.
Do you want to know a cool fact about Cuchulainn?
I would love to know a cool fact about Cuchulainn.
He had the gift of seven fingers on each hand. Now, I'd argue that's not a gift. The whack about with seven
depends
fingers.
What you're doing, really, doesn't it?
Well, if you're playing professional baseball, great.
Yeah.
He also had seven toes in each foot and seven pupils in each eye.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm going to go out on the limb here and say he was gross. They're making that sound like it's a good thing. I had seven pupils in his eye.
Pupils.
If he was on Take Me Out, no one's hitting their light.
They're not.
It's going to be so awkward when he comes out of the wee lift. And Paddy McGinnis like, all right, girls, no likey, no lighty. Hey, no lighties.
Is that show even still on?
I don't know. I don't know, but I want to host it.
You'd be really good at hosting that.
I know. In Cuchulainn, in his youth, he's apparently so beautiful that the Ulster men worry that without a wife of his own, he's going to steal their wives or take their daughters. Because, you know, hey, we're good looking guys.
Yep.
In Ulster, me, Cuchulainn, him and Holmes. We're good, like we're historically good looking guys.
Cute guys. So the plan now is, I suppose, get him a wife.
Yeah. The men of Ulster at this point turn into like Paddy McGinnis in a way because they go all over Ireland searching for a suitable wife. For Cuchulainn. All the men of Ulster are like, listen, we're going to take care of this. You relax. You've been on a chariot. You've been, you know, putting different sporting balls down the throats of dogs. Just take 5 minutes. Look at these breasts if you want, or you can avert your eyes.
Couple tits if you fancy.
Yeah, we can throw you in a bath, whatever you want to do, but we'll find your wife.
And they'd nothing better to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Cuchulainn's a bit picky, right? Because he's not having none of it. He's like, nah, he's swiping. The way of
whichever
no,
way you swipe,
whichever
right?
way you swipe for no, I don't know. But Emer, who's the daughter of Forgo Monarch, she possessed the six gifts that made her ideal for her time. You want to have a go? Do you want to guess
the six gifts that made her the ideal woman?
Yes.
For living in Ireland at the time.
Yeah. This is around AD 1, I think.
Farming, milking cows.
Well,
singing.
Yeah, sweet speech. I'll give you that. Voice, I'll give you that.
Dancing. I'm going to put fellatio in there. I know it's probably not in there, but I think as a partner that maybe he would have wanted.
Believe it or not, it's not in here, but we
weird.
Have beauty,
weird. Yeah, okay.
Beauty,
yeah.
Voice, sweet speech, needlework, wisdom, and chastity. So he takes.
Chastity?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Surely you want an experienced woman.
Not Cuchulainn.
Surely being the hero that he was, he wants a woman who's going to come in and know what she's doing.
Apparently
know what
not.
She likes.
Apparently
know what he
not.
Likes. No? No. Just wants some virgin who hasn't got a bloody clue. Poor woman doesn't know what's going to hit her. This poor fucker breaks chariots, rams stones down dogs' throats. You put him in water, it boils. She's no idea what she's getting herself into.
No. But here's the thing, right? You think he's cool. You know, he's this guy in a chariot. He goes to pay Emer a visit because he's heard a bit about her, but he takes his mate with him, right? So he's a bit of a virgin himself.
What a loser.
Yeah. When he arrives, he meets Emer and he speaks to her in you know, code words and phrases, apparently it says here, riddles and puns that make no sense to most people.
Cool. No, I love when guys do that. That's my most favourite sexy trait in a man who comes to date me.
The riddler.
Riddles.
Riddle me this, why don't you? Shut up, dude.
Shut up, Cuchulainn.
So his mate is like, oh my God, like you're embarrassing yourself. This is hard to watch.
Yeah.
Emer loves it. She loves it. And she replies in the same vein with nonsense that's incomprehensible to other people. So I think they're kindred spirits.
That's great. They're a lovely
two peas
little
in a
match of little weirdos. Little weirdo match.
Wee weirdos. And they get on really well. And Cuchulainn eventually... Listen to this, really. Apparently he peeks down the top of her shirt and says the following. I see a fine country there with a sweet resting place. Basically, he wants to motorboat her. That's what he's saying.
Jesus.
That's what he's saying. Emer replies, no man shall rest there unless he can leap over three walls, kill three groups of nine men with one blow, leaving one man in each group alive and slay 100 men at each of the fords between here and Emamaka. Now, that's a lot because
specific,
she could have just said like a solid guy.
Just a decent bloke who's going to
nice
treat
fella.
Me well.
Yeah. But she has set out an obstacle course almost from, you know, Ninja Warrior? She's basically asking him to do Ninja Warrior course.
Fucking Takeshi's Castle or some shit. Just a nice guy.
So her dad, Forgel, is raging that his precious daughter has fallen for what he refers to as a madman from Ulster, which, hey, I've been called before. He thinks Kilcullen is, in his words, a dangerous lunatic, and he's determined to put a stop to this before it can go any further. And before we can go any further, it's time for some ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We are back talking about Cucullin. This is a fun episode so far.
This is a fun episode. Honestly, what I love most about this episode is that these facts are just coming out of left, right, centre, wherever. They're not in any way connected. No. We don't know who most of the characters are, but we're having a good time.
So Forgel. Right, who's the dad of Emer. He's making it difficult for Cucullin to get with his daughter.
Yeah.
And he's saying, listen, if you want to get with my daughter, if you want to be my lover, you got to
get with me. Yeah.
Better make it fast, right? Yeah. So he's saying to Kilcullen, you got to train in arms with the renowned warrior woman, Skatik.
I don't know. Every time you do this, you look at me like I'm going to fucking be able to make sense of what you've just said.
Well, she lived on the remote island of Skye in Scotland. So Forgel's thinking this is going to be too much for Kilcullen. Yeah. We're going to catch him out, or better yet, he's going to die.
It's like in Kill Bill where she has to go train with Pai Mei. Okay.
That guy died wanking in a cupboard, didn't he?
Pai Mei?
No,
Kill
someone
Bill.
In Kill Bill.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Don't know, in real life, that's how he died.
Right, well, by the end of this episode, you're going to need to get that information.
Cucullen says, listen, no bother.
Wanking
I'm up for the
in
challenge.
A cupboard?
Yeah. David, someone, David.
An actor? actor from Kill Bill died whilst wanking in a cupboard.
Yep.
It was David Carradine, who sadly died in a hotel closet in Bangkok.
Was it in Bangkok?
Yeah, it was in his hotel in Bangkok. He's the guy from Kung Fu. I used to watch that when I was a kid. I didn't know this. Apparently he was
David
involved.
David Carradine.
He was involved in some kind of sex act.
Yeah.
This is really sad. I shouldn't be laughing. This is really sad. He was found dead in a closet with like a rope around his neck and another one around his...
cock?
Yeah.
Could you say he...
don't.
Bang.
What are you doing?
His cock.
No. Lord rest his soul. Let's move on. Good.
Kukulin takes on the challenge. He says, yep, no worries. And her dad must have been fuming. Kukulin travels to the Isle of Skye, which was then known as the Fortress of Shadows, which is way cooler than the Isle of Skye.
Yeah,
and they should keep calling
really
it the
cool.
Fortress
That's
of
really
Shadows.
Cool.
In the meantime, Forgil offers Ymir to the King of Munster.
Cheeky!
Yeah. They arrange a wedding feast. Everything's ready. But when Ymir comes out to meet her, you know, future husband, apparently, she took his face between her... She took...
Say the word faster.
When Ymir comes out...
Between her what?
Between her bosoms.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. When Ymir comes out to see the King of Munster, who's probably, like, in his best suit, feeling really good about himself, really happy, she takes his face between her two hands and says to him, I love Cúchulainn, and Cúchulainn loves me, and he's going to come back for me. The King of Munster leaves raging. So Skadach, she teaches Cúchulainn all about war. His fellow trainees, people there in the Island of Shadows or whatever it's called, there's a guy called
Fortress of Shadows.
Ferdad.
Yep.
Ferdiad.
Yep.
Ferdinand. Rio Ferdinand.
Rio so Ferdinand's there.
He's training with Rio Ferdinand, who becomes Cúchulainn's best mate and his foster brother.
Oh, nice.
But
the
two share a very close relationship. They share, according to historical sources, they share a bed and speak often at great length for their love of one another. And this has at times been interpreted that the two men were lovers. Business just picked up.
I like this story.
Now you're listening.
It's getting sexy.
Yeah.
It sounds like Achilles and Patroclus. Never mind.
Is that from Greece or something?
Yeah.
Don't bring that in here. Don't bring the foreign muck in here.
I am so sorry. It will never happen again. I quite like that they're sweet little gay lovers. It's a real Brokeback vibe now. I like this story.
Yeah.
I wasn't too keen on Ymir, I'll be honest.
Right.
She seems a bit...
She's dramatic.
I think she's just a bit damp.
Right. Right.
Well, I don't know why I've decided this, but anyway, great.
But Cúchulainn comes back from Scotland fully trained. So if he was a beast
fully
before...
Gay. Just fully gay now. He's out, he's proud, he's living the dream.
Yeah, he comes back fully trained in war.
Trained in war. What you study in a college? War.
War. But Forgil still won't let him marry Ymir.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Forgil.
What Forgil's done is fortified his stronghold with three walls, gathered his best warriors in the courtyard.
Cúchulainn had to jump over three walls and kill a bunch of people in three separate sections.
What do you think our boy Cúchulainn did?
I think he jumped over the three walls. He killed 8 of the 9 guys with one blow, 3 times, and then he went to bed with Ymir.
He killed everyone bar Ymir's brothers, who he left unharmed. Forgil sees this and thinks, oh shit, I've made a boo-boo. So he tries to leap the walls to get away from Cúchulainn.
Mm-hmm.
What does the guy do? Slips and dies. Idiot.
He fell off the wall.
Forgil dies.
Good. Good riddance.
Cúchulainn abducts Ymir and steals Forgil's treasure for good measure. He and Ymir are pursued by Forgil's followers.
Yep.
All his wee mates. They basically have to go away via chariot and hold them off. At each ford on the way, he apparently kills 100 men, fulfilling the last of the conditions that had been set for him.
Yeah.
Concobar has the what's called the right of the first night over all marriages of his subjects, which is gross and creepy. And what that means is on your wedding night, he can just tag in and say, listen, take 5. So he's afraid of Cúchulainn's reaction, though, if he tries to do it to him.
Yeah,
but he's equally afraid of losing his authority if he doesn't do it. And you know, the people are going to say, you're well scared of him, mate.
Yeah.
What we'll call back home, you're a lapper. You ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
You lapped it.
A lapper.
You lapped it, yeah.
A verb to lap.
Yeah. Cathbad, remember him?
I do remember Cathbad, know him well, yeah.
He is a solution. He says, listen, Concobar, this is where we find out that Concobar is a dirty wee bastard. Concobar says, what am I going to do? And Cathbad says, listen, I've got a solution here. Why don't you just sleep with her? Just sleep.
Like sleep.
Yep. Just for optics, for the night of the wedding, share a bed with her. Yeah. And he says, hey, I'll jump in between. Room for a wee one? Cathbad offers himself.
Like a little like a little sleazy chaperone.
Like he was, I think Cathbad is history's first cock block. He offers to put himself in there. And I imagine he's gross.
Ew.
I know.
Poor young one had to sleep in a bed with Concobar and also rando Cathbad.
Yeah.
Just in the middle.
Yeah.
She didn't sleep much that night, did she?
No.
Oh.
In these stories about Cú Chulainn, they say he has warp spasms when he's angry, a bit like what people think could be a big inspiration for the character of the Hulk.
I was going to say a bit like the Hulk.
Yeah. And he actually features, Cú Chulainn features in old Marvel comics from years ago.
Does he?
Yeah, our boy broke America. Like he left Ireland.
Good for him.
Broke America, posthumously, of course. But
do you think he'll turn up in the MCU?
Is that a hospital?
Okay, that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Shane. And I know that you know that. I know that you know that.
What, I promise.
Are you thinking of an ICU?
Yes. And I was like, back then, I don't know if there even was that. It would have just been a shaman.
I would like if he had his own Marvel film in the MCU. However, I think it would be hokey as fuck.
Right.
I think it would be a lot of non-Irish actors doing shitty Irish accents.
Yeah.
And just not fun.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. I'll tell you about his death and then we're going to cast the film. How's that sound?
I would love to cast the film, yeah.
There's a fun legend about Cú Chulainn on the Cliffs of Moher.
Mm-hmm.
You been to the Cliffs of Moher?
I feel like I should say yes, but I don't know that I have.
Do you want to hear a story about an old hag chasing him around Ireland?
Yeah.
There was a witch called Mal and she apparently fell deeply in love with Cú Chulainn, who, as we've established, was a babe, like, but unfortunately,
have we established he was a babe?
Yeah.
Or have we established he had seven fingers, seven toes, and seven pupils and was a bit of a weirdo saying riddles all the time?
But that was all the rage back then.
I see.
It says here, unfortunately for the hag, I mean, even just to call her that is unfortunate.
That's awful.
Cú Chulainn doesn't feel, have we established too, he's picky. But Mal, this like old hag, wouldn't be denied, and she starts chasing Cú Chulainn all around Ireland. Cú Chulainn ends up south on the Cliffs of Moher on the mouth of the Shannon River. And Cú Chulainn leaped to the island known as Diarmaid and Gráinne's Rock.
Mm-hmm. Diarmaid and Gráinne. We should do an episode on them.
They sound like just friends of yours from
just
back home.
Just mates, yeah, Diarmaid and Gráinne from DCU.
Mal continued the chase and luckily was carried by a gust of wind as she leaped for the island.
Yeah.
So everything's on her side. Cú Chulainn can't get rid of her. He leaps back and Mal, with the false confidence from the last jump, because she's like, if I jump, the wind will take me, falls short. And crashes into the rocks. Apparently her blood reddened the bay, giving some cause to assert that Mal Bay was named after Mal Bay. The rocks are now named Hag's Head, and that's said to take the shape of Mal's profile, and it remains visible to this day. And he dies, right? He dies, his fate is sealed by the breaking of a taboo that's put upon him.
Well, there was that prophecy that he would die young.
Yeah, and there was all this weird, there was a taboo that banned him from eating dog meat, or something bad would happen to him. But in early Ireland, everyone just loved dog meat, apparently. And there was also a taboo against refusing hospitality. So when
bit like Finn when he didn't eat your crisps today.
Yeah.
Full circle, mate.
It's a taboo. Yeah. An old crone offered him a meal of dog meat, apparently. He had no choice but to eat it and therefore break the taboo. And that apparently spiritually weakened him ahead of a fight. Lugud, who was the king of Munster, remember the boy who got dumped at the altar? Mm-hmm. He has magical spears made, and it's prophesied that a king will fall by each of them. So with the first, he killed Cú Chulainn's mate and potentially lover. With the second, he killed Cú Chulainn's horse. And with the third, he apparently mortally wounded Cú Chulainn, who then, and this is too much, right, tied himself to a standing stone to die on his feet so he could face his enemies.
They're always doing that.
If you have enough energy to do that, go to an MCU.
Yeah.
The stone's traditionally identified as Clock of Faramore, and apparently that's located near Dundalk. According to history, Cú Chulainn died in the year AD 1. So we got to cast him in a film. If this helps, the prophecies apparently describe him as blonde.
We can always dye someone's hair. I mean, I'm immediately thinking of Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
I mean, you think Northern Irish, slightly hunky actor.
Ulsterman?
Yeah. I think it's.
Do we know any other?
Jamie, I can't think of a.
Do we know any other?
No, it's difficult. Yeah. There's not really any other good looking.
Said he.
No,
difficult.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Said he had a quiff.
Can we get Daniel in it somewhere?
Yeah, we can make.
Conquer Bar.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd love that.
That'd be great. Conquer Bar is Daniel O'Donnell. In fact, what if Daniel O'Donnell plays every role?
Yes.
Right.
I like that. Every role except for his lover, who I would like Jake Gyllenhaal to play and reprise his Brokeback Mountain role.
Done. That was a lot packed in. I think that
you
was good.
A lot in there. I enjoyed that story immensely. Thank you. I love your stories.
If anybody wants to get in touch with subjects to suggest, things you want to hear a bit more about, any inaccuracies you maybe want to point out, any stewards' inquiries, we're open to it.
We're open to listening. I'm not sure we'll agree, but...
The email is...
hello@nothistorians.com.
Yeah, there's no question mark after hello, just in case you guys type it. ?... It's hello@nothistorians.com.
hello@nothistorians.com. We have an email here from Andrew.
Andy
boy. He said, I just remembered, which is a funny way to start an email to someone you've never spoken to before, like we'd been previously talking. But no, good. I like the casual tone, like we're all mates here. I just remembered I have a pretty much fully complete fox skeleton in my parents' attic.
Yes.
That I found when I was 12. Oh. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Andrew. Shane, he says, if you really wanted, I could give you a few bits of it. And you could just say it was a baby bear. You know. Oh, no, there's more. You know, all hush hush. It's not hush hush, it's on a very public podcast. Not sure what Royal Mail's stance is on shipping bones, but sure, we'll figure it out. I love it.
What I love about an email we get about this is it always reminds me of the time I put out a public appeal to get a bear skeleton sent to me.
And people are actually replying to this, which is, wow, Andrew, thank you. Shane, I will let you get back to him directly if you'd like to take him up on the offer of a few bits. Not the whole thing, a few bits of a fox skeleton.
I'm not averse to taking a few bits from a few different skeletons.
It's going to be at the point now where people are just emailing and offering any old shite. Oh, I had some chicken there last week. I've got the wishbone. You can add that to the collection. We are still after a full bear skeleton, if possible.
We've got a skeleton medley on our hands now. What else have we got? Anyone got an otter skull?
Title of your forthcoming goth album.
Anyone got a coccyx from a hippo? Let us know.
God.
Let us know. You probably have some stuff from your trip to Kenya.
I was going to say, actually, when we were at the wildlife sanctuary in Kenya, they had a load of skulls from different animals who...
After you shot them.
Died of natural causes, I was going to say, before you fucking got there. But they were really cool. I was just like a big crocodile head, and they had a hippo, they had a buffalo.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. They died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Stop being a little bitch.
There we have it. That was the episode on Cucullin. Pretty well covered.
Good. Well done.
That was good.
Everybody.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed reading about him. If other people can't do it, I would like to play him in a film.
Yeah, I mean,
if
Jamie's not free, I'll happily direct it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I would love the opportunity. Thank you so much, Shane. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us for that.
Yeah, we're on social media platforms.
We are.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Name all the platforms in case they forgot. I'm not on Facebook.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Bebo, MySpace, Face World, Head Party.
Yeah.
Etsy.
Yep.
Wish.
You can message us there. You can leave...
Trustatrader.com.
You can leave a little comment. Rate, review the podcast. Let us know if you liked it. Don't
E-bombs
tell us if
world.
You didn't. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. Yeah. Send us bones. And until next time...
We're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.